The following is an independent paid program. The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of WLVL, its management, or staff.
The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. Ask Michelle.
It's the Ask Michelle Show on WLVL. Call 433-1433.
Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Ask Michelle Show with Michelle Farina from the Michelle Farina Agency, located at 9904 Transit Road, just up the road a piece in Amherst. Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
How you doing, Eric? I'm doing well.
Good.
On a gorgeous day.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Suppose we ought to do our disclaimers and all that stuff before we get
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why I have to read this is it is a Medicare requirement, so please bear with me. We do not offer every plan in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. In order to find out all the plans, please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your plan options.
All right. Well, that wasn't so painful.
No, not at all.
Not bad at all. So we've got through the first week of October.
We did, in fact.
Oh, boy. All kinds of fun things coming up.
So I just can't believe the weather.
I know.
I started working in my backyard and trying to take some of my plants down, cut them down, empty my flower pots, and I kind of felt bad about it because they looked like they were still doing pretty well, but I'm so nervous about the weather changing, and open and annual enrollment is now beginning where I'm working 60 hours a week, literally 60 hours a week, so I thought I better start cleaning that backyard now.
Better do it whilst you can.
That's right. We have good weather, so that's good. We have great weather, a great community, and a not-so-great Buffalo Bills right now, but hopefully they're going to come back. We've got a lot of people out, you know. Our, you know, Oliver and Shakir's out. I mean, there's a lot of people out, so let's hope that our coaching gets a little bit better and Josh can get back on track.
And maybe we could find somebody that could catch a ball, yeah.
Yeah, that was so disappointing. And yeah, and some of the things that they did, like not challenging some, you know, calls, and I don't know. I was throwing things at the TV, jumping up and down, walking outside.
So that would be fun to watch.
Yeah, Buffalo Bills and the Yankees are religion in our family, so we have to stay true to it no matter what.
Win, lose, or draw, right?
Right. And we also have to stay true to what's going on with Medicare. And
oh, boy. So annual enrollment.
Yes, it is here.
It's happening now, right?
It actually, well, all of the plans, Eric, came out as of October 1st at midnight.
Right.
They came out so those people that wanted to be crazy like me to find out what's going on as soon as possible can go right online to Medicare.gov and get all that information that they needed to right away to see all the different companies, what they offer. But actually, annual enrollment is October 15th to December 7th, when you can make a change while you're already a Medicare beneficiary. That is the time you need to do it. And not a minute after December 7th, unless you have specific situations, like if you had a plan end its particular benefits. So in other words, there's so many companies making changes this year. Some companies are not offering certain plans that people could have been in. And so now those people have to find a new plan, but they are granted an extension.
Good.
So don't be scared, everybody. December 7th ends, but if you notice that your plan that you're in is not continuing for 2025, you have until December 31st to meet with me and help you make changes. So it gives you a little bit more flexibility.
Very good. So now with this annual enrollment, who is this for?
Well, annual enrollment technically is for all of those individuals that are already on Medicare. So they already have Medicare A and B. And I'm not trying to ignore all of my classmates and all of my friends that are turning 65 and those people that are either leaving their group insurance. I mean, you can enroll at any time during the year, but the concentration right now between October 15th and December 7th is those people that are already currently on Medicare. And there are lots of changes, so folks, please pay attention to things this year.
Okay. So, when we're talking about actions to take, it's going to get tricky, isn't it?
Right. So, what I suggest for people, and please pay attention to this, folks, and call in with your questions, because
absolutely,
I'm sure you're going to have questions. What's the number, Eric?
433-1433, 433-1433. Call now.
Yeah, because if you have questions that I do not touch on before I leave today, I want to make sure that I can answer them. And if I don't have an answer, I'll call you back. But some of the actions to take are, Eric, when you turn 65 and you're in it, and annual enrollment begins October 15th, your insurance company by law must have out what they call an ANOC. It's an annual notice of change. And all of those people that are currently on Medicare should have already received that. Don't ignore it. Don't put it on the refrigerator. Don't throw it out, because of all the years to truly pay attention to it, it's 2025. So on that, in that booklet, you will see the comparisons between 2024 and 2025. You want to make sure that there haven't been a lot of changes. If there haven't, and your drugs have not changed, your medications, your doctors are the same, you know, you might want to give me a call. You might want to just make sure that you're in the right plan, but chances are you're probably still in the right plan for that. But if your medical health, if your health has changed over this past year and you are on more expensive medicines, you absolutely have to call me, because there have been some very, very important changes. So things like that. Read your annual notice of change. Make sure your doctors are in. Make sure your pharmacies are in. Make sure you look at the drug formulary for your insurance company, because I guarantee you, folks, the formularies are changing in 2025.
Okay, so now this whole thing is really wrapped around Part D, isn't it?
It is really wrapped around Part D. Very
right.
Good, Eric.
So,
you've been listening all these months. I love it. Thank you.
Well, you know, I catch on after a while.
Yeah.
So there was a donut hole, right, in this D?
There is a donut hole in 2025.
Explain
in 2024,
that,
I'm yeah. sorry. So, folks, in 2024, this year, you had coverage where you would have the first stage, which is the deductible stage. Some companies didn't have a deductible. Other companies had deductibles that you must meet. This is an out-of-pocket amount of money that you have to reach before you have coverage. Then you go into stage two, your initial coverage, where you either pay co-insurance or a co-payment. Stage three is if the total cost of your medications between what you're paying and the insurance company equals $5,000, you go in that donut hole, and now the cost of your drugs while in the hole are 25% out of your pocket. Once you've reached an exuberant, I mean, a huge amount of money, then you go into the catastrophic stage, which is stage four. And that is when you pay a very, very low cost for your prescriptions. But all that's going away, just so you know, for 2025.
So
go ahead. In 2025, the donut hole is finally gone. And I want you to take notes. Please listen about this, because this may affect you if you are on expensive medicines. Due to the Inflation Reduction Act that started in 2022, in January of 2025, the donut hole will be gone. The rules apply to all Medicare Advantage plans, including the Part D coverage, okay? So each plan has unique differences, like their monthly premiums you might see go up. Plan deductibles might change when you have a deductible to meet. Co-payments will change. Co-insurance will change. Formularies will change. And possibly the network of pharmacies that you can choose from. So always verify your drugs are covered, the pharmacy participates, and also check to see if there's a quantity limit for your medications or prior authorization. Now, the good news is there's a $2,000 out-of-pocket maximum for 2025. This year, you could have spent up to $4,000 for your drugs. Next year, it's a cap of $2,000. And it goes to three stages instead of four. The first stage is the deductible stage, Eric. Then your initial coverage in stage two when you either pay a co-insurance or a co-payment, and then catastrophic. So that donut hole where you paid all that money, that 25% in between, is gone. Next year, this is so much to talk about, but it's so important. Even if you grasp one thing of what I'm saying about this, and then please call me.
Yep.
I'm going to talk about all that in a couple minutes, ways to get a hold of me, where I am, so we can sit down. I have a wonderful tool that I can use now called Connecture that helps me find. It's a tool, Plan Finder, and it's wonderful.
Nice.
Very similar to Medicare.
Right. And also, just real quick for our listeners,
yeah,
if there's something that we said that they missed mm-hmm. or wanted to catch again, there will be a replay on our podcast on WOVL.com.
Good.
Just look underneath the podcast section, and this show will be there probably early this afternoon.
Oh, that's
good. It will be there forever. And all of your other shows are on here, too. So if they missed
anything,
I forgot
about that. That's good.
Right. So the listeners can go back and revisit this conversation anytime they want.
Right. And they can also go back when we were talking about as you're aging in what to do. So
right.
Those were other subjects.
Sure.
So the thing about the 2025 is the deductible for 2025 for prescriptions this year coming up, 2025, is $590. In the deductible stage, it can be as high as that. Some companies, you know, you may pay 100% of that cost, but some plans may have reduced the deductible for you. So it may be a $200 deductible, $150 deductible, or no deductible, depending on the company. Also, you may see your drug deductible on certain tiers. Mostly, folks, the drug deductibles are not for your generic drugs, and generic drugs are tier 1 and 2. So you just pay your little co-payments. Some generic drugs, Eric, are $0. Some generic drugs are $5 or $10. So those drugs are not they don't have to worry about the $590 deductible. But the thing is, there's other help out there for people as well. So quickly, I'm just going to mention there is the Medicare Savings Program that I help people apply for. So if your income, you know, if you're single and your income's under $2,400 a month, you can apply for this program that not only helps lower your cost of your medications, but it gives you that money back for Part B. You can get the money back in your pocketbook. Or if you're married and your income is less than, I think it's just under $3,200 a month. So there's that. There's New York State Epic that's still out there for people for prescriptions. And also a new one of those discount cards called GoodRx. I've had a lot of people call me up and tell me that they, you know, Google GoodRx, and then it comes up to the site and you just type in your medication to see if possibly it might be less to get a coupon, and you can even print it out, take it to the pharmacy, show it to them on your phone, and you can get a lesser cost for your prescription. So all of that is, there's even more. The initial coverage stage, the insurance plan pays the bulk. So they're going to pay the bulk of the cost, and that's usually 65%. The manufacturer, that's the company that makes the medication, pays 10%, and you could be responsible for 25% out of your pocket for next year. Each plan, like I said, has a formulary, summary of benefits, depending on how the plan is set up. but you will never pay more than 25% of that drug or the combination of all of your drugs until you reach $2,000. Then guess what happens? It goes to zero for all of your drugs. So all your prescriptions after that goes to zero copay.
Nice.
It's very helpful. Remember I was telling you how this year they could keep paying and paying and paying when they're in the donut hole? Once the member reaches $2,000 out of their pocket, then they will pay no more at the pharmacy. So, again, this is all part of the Inflation Reduction Act. And then the third stage, like I said, is the catastrophic where they pay nothing, zero. Just so you know, the insurance companies still participate with the diabetic insulin. It's still at a cap of $35. That is, does not apply toward that $2,000. The actual cost, so we're good with that. And also vaccines are not included in it. The insurance plan, Medicare, the manufacturer pick up the full cost once they're in the catastrophic. And these are only for covered drugs, folks. So if you have a medication that is not going to be covered, you are responsible for the entire cost of the medication. How can people afford this?
Right. What kind of restrictions are we talking about here?
Right. Well, there are some medications, and really, I'm being honest with everybody. You've got to look at the formulary or call me up, because formularies will probably be changing for next year. Even some companies, and don't be scared, but some companies are eliminating some of their plans. So, folks, if you get a letter in the mail stating that the plan that you're in is no longer going to be there for 2025, there's always options. They might come up with another plan very similar to that plan, so you have to call me. I have been sending emails out to my customers, mailings. I've hired extra staff to call my customers this year so they can understand how important these changes are for next year. And they have two options. And if you need an answer to something, please call me. But there are two options to do this. You can say, well, I'm on Eliquis, or I'm on Trulicity, or I'm on Ozempic, or I'm on Jardiance, or some medication that's very costly. You can either say, well, you know what? I'm just going to pay the cost of that medication, what the cost is, until I reach $2,000, and then I won't have any co-payments at all. Then it'll be covered, and you'll probably reach that amount very quickly. So then for the rest of the year, you have zero co-payments. Or you can set up what they call, and I'm going to read this here because it's all brand new, a payment plan with your insurance company. It is called smoothing. Not smoothie, not a drink. It's called smoothing. And this is starting in 2025 with the insurance companies. It provides members with the option to participate in this program where you can set up payment plans with the insurance company. So if you know your drugs are thousands of dollars a year, you can set up a payment plan. They divide it up over the 12 months. So if you take 12 into $2,000, you're going to pay no matter what. It's $166 a month. So you pay monthly for those medications all month. And then when you go to the pharmacy, it's a zero copay. Can you believe all this? I mean, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
But this allows them to pay out of pocket prescription costs in the form of monthly payments over the course of the year. And you have to set this up with your insurance company. It's just what it is. They will send you a form. You do this after the first of the year. You could actually do it prior to the first of the year. So you set this up with them. I don't encourage everyone to do this, Eric. They might think, oh, well, I'm just going to do that. don't assume, because I will run your medications through a system or the person that you're working with. You might have somebody else that does what I do. I'm a broker. I represent many different companies. I can do this for any one of the companies that I represent and find out what would your payments be if you were to pay for it, or how would it be if they do the smoothing? It's not always $166. It could be less than that. So it's really, really important to not assume things will be the same, because they will not. The people that are going to benefit from this greatly are the people with high cost drugs. And if you're not eligible for Epic, or if you're not eligible for Medicare Savings Program, or GoodRx really doesn't help you, it will reduce your overall out-of-pocket costs. I promise you that. It sounds like it doesn't, but it really does once I sit down and work it all out with you. So you can opt into the program. Oh, here's the other thing. If you don't opt into the program at the beginning of the year and all of a sudden you get on these expensive medicines, Eric, you can opt into this payment program anytime during the year. And this is also important. You may also opt out during the year as well. However, the plan will continue to bill you for those months. And if a person fails to make that payment to that insurance company, they are given only a 2-month grace period, and they will be taken right out of that payment plan. It's kind of funny. It's called an M3P because it's the Medicare payment plan. They named it. They always have all these names. But anyway, you will not be terminated from your insurance company plan, just terminated from the payment plan. And that's basically all I really, really want to touch on with this. I have forms. I have them at the Dale. I do want to tell people that I'm at the Dale Association. I should be there right now, but I have a lot of help there. I have Linda Janish, who's helping me this year to work with my customers. I am there overseeing everybody, whether it's in my office or whether it's there. But if I can't fit you in, I have Linda. I have Mike Metecki, who is now working with me full time. He is absolutely a wealth of knowledge with Medicare. He's done this for several years, and he joined my team. I believe that he's licensed with 9 different companies. He works full time. He's at the Dale with me, and also Ann, who's been with me for 4 years. I don't know what I do without her. She just keeps me organized. Well, nobody could keep me organized, but she does her best.
All right, just a couple things, folks. If you have any questions, feel free to call us at 433-1433. The conversation is open to you, and so I invite you to call. And I have to ask you, Michelle, with all these changes going on and things as such, I know that I get things in the mail. I'm not 65 yet, and I'm already getting things in the mail and getting phone calls from these
really
people. Yeah, they're crazy. Of course, you know, it's funny. AARP.
Yes.
Confused me with my father.
Oh.
And so I started getting AARP magazines when I was 14.
Really?
Really.
That is
true story.
I hope you did a lot of reading.
Well,
that magazine. Be a member of AARP. It is a wonderful organization, and I get the newsletters every month. It's just a wonderful, wonderful magazine, a wealth of information with that as well, to be a member of AARP, as well as to be a member of the Dale Association, which is a wonderful organization that I've been involved with for, I think, about 16 years. I've been going there. And I am there every Monday and Tuesday from 9 until 4. And then I go to my office and meet with people after that on those same days. I'm in my office during annual enrollment Wednesday through Saturday. So I work Wednesday, 8:30 until 6, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 9 to 2 during annual enrollment. So I know we can fit you in. And if I can't fit you in, Michael can do so. He's just wonderful. But at the Dale, They have so many programs available, and they've just been so gracious throughout all of these years to let me see people. And I actually have a guest here today, so I think we're getting a call.
We are. Let's see what's going on here. Good morning, caller. You are on the air with Michelle Farina from the Michelle Farina Agency. What is your question, please?
Well, I have independent health, and I got a letter that says they're no longer offering my plan.
Yes.
Encompass 65?
Yes.
Is there a similar plan?
Yes. So if you would like, sir, I encourage you to give me a call. There is another option for you. There was a very major reason. I don't want to get on to, you know, into it on the air, but there was a big reason why that element, it's called Encompass 65 element, ended. Now that you brought it up, I wasn't going to do that. But many, many, many people in Western New York are on that plan. Independent Health is a 5-star company. It's one of the companies out there. It's a very excellent company along with many others. But there is another option for you that you can enroll in. Very similar. It may have a little bit higher co-payments, but it's still equally an excellent plan to go into. So I encourage you to call me at 716-346-5600. And also my email is with two L's, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. F as in Frank, F-A-R-I-N-A, 65 at Gmail. I have a lot of people emailing me as well as calling. So, sir, give me a call. Don't be nervous about this, but you do have to do something about it, because if you don't, you will be out of coverage in January. So don't just sit back and hope something happens. You are the one that has to do something about it. Okay, that's why they called or emailed you or sent you a letter.
Okay, I'll give you a call.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
All right, that was easy, wasn't it?
433-1433.
433-1433. Call in with your questions, please.
Yes, and along with that, Erin is here today, and she is from the Dell Association. And I talked about this before. Oh, she's not talking yet. But I am going to be bringing her on in just a second. I just wanted to take a quick little break if we could, Eric, and then sure. When we come back, we'll bring her back on. And if you have questions, please feel free to call our number here at the studio.
Let's do this because it's fun.
The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. Ask Michelle.
So many Medicare advertisements, each promising all your Medicare needs. Who should you turn to?
Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency. Call 346-5600. The Michelle Farina Agency. Ask Michelle.
Does your insurance plan cover your hospitals, your doctors, your medications?
Ask Michelle.
What Medicare plan can you afford? Do you need coverage out of state? When can you change your insurance plan?
Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency. Call 346-5600. The Michelle Farina Agency.
And we're back with Michelle from the Michelle Farina Agency. So pleased to have you in studio today. Once again, good morning. For the people who may have joined us late, I just wanted to reintroduce you. And if you have any questions, you can certainly feel free to call us at 433-1433. So now, Michelle, you have a guest with you in studio.
I do, and I'm always so happy when I get to bring the Dell Association on, because there are a lot of things going on during annual enrollment at the Dale. We'll talk a little bit about it, but I just have to say one little thing. I just love listening to my little granddaughter sing. It's so cute every time.
You never get sick of it.
I never do.
No.
I get sick of my voice, but never hers. So I'd like to bring on Erin. Hi, Erin.
Hi. Thank you for having me here today.
I'm so glad. And actually, we just walked in here almost at the same time leaving the Dale. So
right.
I'm glad you could take a step away from your desk to come in and talk to us a little bit about the Dale.
Absolutely.
So I was just, I see so many things going on at the Dale all the time, but even more so during annual enrollment. And I was just wondering, because you know, newly retired people or people that are already retired, what are some of the things that people can get involved in once they've retired at the Dale?
Yeah, so that's a question we get a lot, have gotten a lot recently, is I'm retired, what can I do? We have a lot of volunteer opportunities. One of the main ones that we are in need of right now is front desk volunteers. So somebody just to come in for a couple hours, answer our phone calls, greet people when they come into the center. We are always in need of those volunteers. We also need people to drive our vans for us. We have a program, Dial-A-Lift, where we can go and pick up people who would like to come to our center for a minimal cost. And we always need volunteers for that as well, and to help drive on our day trips and any other outings we have.
So. I had no idea. I thought you were the driver for everything.
I drive for some of them, but I do also have other drivers. So we have two vans for our day trips. And to help keep our costs down, I like to use the vans as frequently as possible because we can take about 11 travelers in that. And I need somebody to drive the other van with me.
Oh, I think that's great. And you do many, many different trips. I know you have day trips mostly. So what are some of the trips that you've done in the last all this year?
So, well, we have a day trip coming up tomorrow. We're going to Letchworth State Park.
Oh, perfect time.
Yes. We're going to drive through and check out all the leaves. We'll, you know, we'll stop and take pictures and then get back in the van. No crazy hiking going on.
Oh, that's good.
But then just outside of the park, there is a bulk food store, an Amish bulk food store. So we're going to go there afterwards and do some shopping and have lunch and just enjoy this beautiful weather we have right now.
Now, is there a requirement when people are going to be going on the van, Aaron? Are you able to take people that have walkers or wheelchairs or anything like that? How does that work?
Yes, if you have a walker, a cane, we can definitely put those in the back of the vans. You do need to be able to get in and out of a minivan, but we do have a step stool that we can help you get in and out of if need be. But it's the vans are just your typical caravans.
Okay.
If you can get in and out of it. And when you look in our newsletter, I try to specify, like, if we're taking a motor coach versus if we're going to take the Dale vans so people can adjust, you know, accordingly.
And they're pretty affordable, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the I'm trying to think, like, the trip tomorrow. Well, we have one coming up for, it's become a tradition around Halloween. We go to Mayer Brothers to get our cider.
Oh, nice.
We go to brunch. We go to shopping in Marilla Country Store. So a trip for like that, $15.
Oh, my goodness.
You're covering our gas costs, basically. For members, and then $20 for non-members.
Okay, so just before we get into a little bit more, what is a membership cost for the Dale? Because I do it every year, but I can't remember off the top of my head. I am a member.
Yeah, it's $50 for the year. And then some of our programs have additional fees, you know, day trips, there's, you know, got to cover your admission costs, et cetera. But then we also have free events for members as well. We do a lot of potluck lunches, and we have different, you know, activities at the center daily. So for your $50, you really get a good bang for your buck.
You really do. And I know when I'm there, I can always tell around 10:30, 10:45, I can smell the lunches.
Yes.
And they're great lunches.
Oh, absolutely.
And I encourage people to come there. It's a great social event to even have lunches there and see what other programs are available. Like today, we'll get into something else, but I was walking by one of the rooms. It's the sewing room. And I saw Erin standing there. I'm like, what are you doing? They were hemming her pants. They were putting pins in them and hemming her pants while she was there. She brought an extra set of clothes. And she's like, they can do this for you there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they're wonderful seamstresses that are there. They do so much. And there's a sewing program there. They can join that.
Yeah, on Monday mornings at 9:30, it's the Social Sewers. So they'll do a lot of things that they donate. So they'll make pet beds and donate them to the SPCA. They make like rice bags and donate them to different homes around the area. Yeah, and
it's really interesting. I had a lady call me on Tradio this morning that was looking for someone to help her sew up her purse that had one of the
call the Dale loose. If you're listening.
Yes.
They will do that for you. I'm going to bring my pants in next week. That's what I told Aaron because my hems at the bottom of my pants are coming out. And I'm like, I usually take them to get them done at the dry cleaners or somewhere because I have some talents, but sewing is not one of them at all. So I look at these ladies with great talent and they do it like it's nothing. Right. You know, they just so quickly do it. So so the membership is $50, and then what it does is it reduces the cost for different programs mm-hmm. if they want to go on trips or different events. And there's some extended trips as well that's
Correct.
Going on.
Correct. Yeah, we do overnight group travel as well. We've been working with Colette, and you'll see them on Wheel of Fortune usually a couple times a year. They sponsor all the trips that go out. But we've got about three new ones coming up for next year. Alaska, we're going to be going to
wow.
in
Are you
July.
Going?
If we have 15 or more travelers, I will accompany the group. So, I mean, Alaska sounds fantastic. We're going July 10th through the 18th, and it's not a cruise, so we're going to fly into Alaska, and we're going to use a motor coach bus, but there is a day where we will cruise around one of, I don't know, the water passage, but then there's another day where we're going to take the train, and it's the one that has the glass ceiling, so you can see 360 degrees around you with all the nature. And
wonderful. That's a
yeah.
great time to go to Alaska in July. Right
yes.
now, it's not a good time to go
not
to Alaska.
So
a little
so
bit
much.
Too cold. But so who can travel? I mean, if you're not a member, you still can travel with the Dale, correct?
Correct. You do not need to be a member to go on any of these trips. For these overnight trips. So we are the only place offering this exact trip in Western New York. So anybody can call and come on in. We will have Colette at our next travel club meeting, too, to present on them as well. And you just have to be 5 years and older. That's it.
Great. And I also noticed that you're like the pickleball princess over there.
Yeah.
They play pickleball over there, and it's so much fun to watch them. I don't get in their way when I'm trying to go through the large room because they're very serious playing over there.
Yes.
It's a great sport.
It is.
It looks like so much fun. It really does. And, you know, I see so many things, and in the other thing is with the annual enrollment, Erin, you are busy every mm-hmm. single day with insurances and
Correct.
With me being there at least twice a week. I know I'm going to be really busy, but there's also another important event that will be coming up at the Dale on Halloween. Now, did they say you have to dress up?
You don't have to dress up, but it is encouraged.
Thank you, So October 31st on Halloween, there is a program that is being run by the Office for the Aging. Susan Christian is not only a wonderful speaker and very knowledgeable when it comes to Medicare and different programs, but she's a dynamic person. She's just a wonderful person. And she's going to be talking about understanding Medicare plan choices, and I will be there as well. There will be tables set up with different insurance companies there. So bring your bags so you can fill them up with goodies. And I don't mean candy goodies, but I mean goodies from the insurance companies and what Susan has to offer. Is that pretty much what's going on
yep,
that day?
That's correct. She'll present for a little while beforehand, and then either before her presentation starts and afterwards, you can go and talk to all the different providers that are going to be on site and ask your questions and get information. I bet you they will have candy, too, for a little.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. I know I will. I always do. You know, I love all the little giveaways everybody has there. And most of them are good. You know, they're not junk. They're lip balm and bottle openers and, you know, eyeglass cleaners and things like that. So it's kind of fun to pick up some of those things.
I saw that you had some tissue packages. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, I need one of those. I know,
we need them now, right? The cold season coming
yeah.
up. And that's another thing. Talking about cold season, I just want to make sure that all of you know to get your vaccines because Medicare, along with the insurance companies, will cover them in full again for this year. So, you know, if you need your flu shots, your COVID vaccines, your pneumonia vaccine, they do have them, you know, available at your pharmacies or wherever you get them, and they are covered. And also at the Dale Association, they have the Red Cross there, and that's an important mm-hmm. Venue. And I don't know, is it once a month?
The second Tuesday of the month, they are always on site from noon till about 6 o'clock. And we are also having a vaccination clinic at the Dale October 18th.
Oh, I've got to write that down. I'm glad
from
you told
10
me that.
To 12. The Village Pharmacy of Lockport will be at the Dale with their pharmacists.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bring your insurance card and you can get, we've got the flu, RSV, shingles, pneumonia vaccines, all of the above.
That's wonderful. And speaking of the pharmacies, I know a lot of the pharmacists are still getting acclimated with all of these changes for 2025 regarding the prescriptions. So please have patience with all of us. This is very important. There's no way around it. It is what it is, but it's a positive thing. Please don't feel that this is a negative, the Inflation Reduction Act, what they've done for Part D. But I'm not going to get political. However, the money's going to come from somewhere, okay? Because you are not eating the costs like you used to. So guess who's eating the cost? The insurance companies. And eventually the taxpayers will have to. We have to get caught up. That it's going to catch up with us. And this year in 2025, they said that for the 1 year, they're introducing this. And I was told, because I've been going to all kinds of seminars, please be prepared for 2026 because there will be mass changes. You could probably see insurance companies going up with their premiums, lots and lots of changes. But get this, while the going, what's the saying, while the going is good? Or
yep.
Eric, help me out with that saying. I'm really bad with sayings. I say it's raining dogs and cats. I don't even know how to say the sayings. But get it while it's good right now this year, so you're getting all the help that you can. And I am here. I've been doing this 25 years, and you know, I don't claim to know everything, but I'm pretty knowledgeable about the different companies, the different plans, how Medicare works, how to help people apply for Medicare when you're newly aging in, they call it, turning 65. So let me help you. Let my team help you. Let the Dale help you. Let them guide you with questions that you may have. If you want to speak to someone, they have my phone number. They do not make appointments for me there, folks. So if you're calling, right, Erin?
That's correct. We will give them your phone number, and right. We'll also tell them the days that you're on site at the Dale, and they can come in and meet with you then.
Right. And because if they started doing that, then I wouldn't know who I'm coming in to see, and I have to keep it organized. And folks, it generally takes about a half an hour to go through everything. So if you can set a good half an hour aside for me to help you with your plans for 2025, that would be great.
Yeah, so they can call your office and have a time appointment at the Dale Association with
right.
you then, or with one of your coworkers.
With one of my associates,
right.
That's right.
Nice.
So 716-346-5600. I am 8 minutes south of Lockport. I'm right off of transit. Actually, I'm on transit, but the front of the building is this gorgeous hair salon called HR in the front, mm-hmm. and I'm at the corner of Smith and Transit. So when they say, you have arrived, and you're like, this is a hair salon, I'm around the back. So you have to make a right on Smith. I'm at the corner of Smith and Transit, right across from the Swarmville Fire Station.
Oh, I know where that is.
So it's 3 minutes past Niagara Produce.
Right.
So you can stop there on your way in or on the way back.
Probably on the way back.
Yeah.
Just going in the right direction.
Yeah, that's right. To come and see me and
yes.
So I can help you out. But get prepared. Get ready. 2025 is right around the corner. I'm meeting with people now, but the changes begin October 15th to December 7th for annual enrollment. And as you're getting letters in the mail, don't panic. If your company says they're ending your plan, there's options. If a company or somebody says that they're no longer participating with your insurance company, it's a contractual thing.
Right.
It'll probably be settled. So don't panic.
And don't take it personally.
And don't, yes, exactly.
You didn't do anything wrong.
No. And so it's really important that you take in all this information today and process it. Give me a call and we'll help you through all of this. And I'm there for you 6 days a week during this annual enrollment. I think that's about it. Other than one more thing, if you didn't make changes with your insurance plan between October 15th and December 7th, Medicare has opened up another window. Your health could change. You might have said, well, you know what? I'm not going to go with this company for the rest of this year because for some reason it's not working for me. They allow you one change between January 1 and March 31st to make one change. Then you're locked in, folks, from April 1st until the end of the year, till 2026. So this is our portion of 2025 Medicare and You Ask Michelle, and I'm so glad that you joined me today.
Oh, it's a great show this morning. Thank you so much, Michelle. We appreciate you. And we will be seeing you probably about a month from now.
I'm hoping so, if I can squeeze it in. If not, I'm going to see you shortly after that, probably in December if I don't get here in November.
Okay, very good. Well, folks, again, this is the Ask Michelle program here on WLVL, 1340 AM, streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. And if you missed any of this important information, you can always go to WLVL.com in about an hour or so and listen to the rebroadcast of the podcast.
Yes, and thank you, Aaron, for being here from the Dale. You do such a great job. Everyone there does. So
thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Come back again.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Your information is also invaluable. All right, ladies, we're going to see you next time here on WLVL 1340 AM.
The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. Ask Michelle.
So many Medicare advertisements, each promising all your Medicare needs. Who should you turn to?
Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency. Call 346-5600. The Michelle Farina Agency. Ask Michelle.
Does your insurance plan cover your hospitals, your doctors, your medications?
Ask Michelle.
What Medicare plan can you afford? Do you need coverage out of state? When can you change your insurance plan?
Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency. Call 346-5600. The Michelle Farina